I'm with Elba Rodriguez Lima. She is the state champion in high jump. Congratulations, Elba.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be on here.
So at 5'7", your championship jump at the meet a couple of weeks ago was good enough for the Division IV state title, but also it was high enough to be the Division III champion in the state and the Division II champion, and the Division I champ was even shorter than what you jumped. That is absolutely incredible. What was going through your mind as you were getting ready for that last jump?
I was really just trying to, think, just to get over, as Miller, my high jump coach, says, get rid of the static. Everything else, just focus on the jump, and that's all.
How do you do that?
Well, I thought of it as, I hadn't lost all season long, so why go lose at state, I believed in myself. I knew I could do it.
So last year, you were a state qualifier. This year, you're a state champion as a sophomore. What do you have to look forward to now? What are your goals for your junior and senior year?
I think my goal for the next 2 years would just be, being there for my team a lot more. And helping my teammates get better as well, not just me. And I'm looking forward to beating the school record.
And what's that record?
5'8½, and it's held by Eva Whitman.
So what do you think happens for you after high school? Are you going to keep running, jumping, being on a track team, maybe in college?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would just be, the opportunities I get from, different colleges, think that would play a big part in it, but I would also like to play basketball in college.
Oh, but you're also on the volleyball team and you're a basketball player. Let me ask you, which do you like most, basketball, track, or volleyball?
I like playing basketball more. I've been playing it for a lot longer than I've been doing track. And it's a team sport, so I'm not just all alone doing it by myself. I have people to count on.
Well, I heard an interesting story that you almost didn't join the track team this year, that you almost missed out on the state championship. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I think it was just a natural feeling of being burnt out from my freshman year, all the sports I did, and then a little bit of my sophomore year before track season. And then what made me want to get into it again was just the amount of teachers and coaches that were coming up to me and telling me this sport could open a lot of opportunities at the state track meet.
That's incredible. We're so glad that you took advantage of being on the track team this year. Are there folks that you think you'd want to thank that helped you get to a state championship?
I'd like to thank all my middle school coaches and with track and field. They've definitely helped me to get to where I was before I got the state. And I think Mary Busker, Mac Miller, and Malachi. Those three have been, they played a huge role in my journey to success.
And how about folks outside of track? Are there folks you want to thank for that, that kind of encouraged you throughout the whole season?
Yeah, I would say Ms. Tran, the math teacher, and my history teacher, Mr. Vartanian, and my foods teacher. They were really on me and they kept talking to me every day, just do it, you won't regret it, it'll be a big opportunity.
Do you feel that encouragement on a daily basis at Holland High School?
Yeah, I think as soon as people started finding out I wasn't doing track, everybody just was so worried and wanted me to get on that right track, and they were just really supportive through all of it.
And finally, let me ask you what you love about Holland High.
I think one of my favorite things about Holland Public Schools is how accepting the district is. And I believe Holland Public Schools is the perfect example of what it means to be a small district with big opportunities.
But we are so proud that you are at Holland High School, that you brought us a state championship. Congratulations.
Thanks. Go Dutch.
If you want more information about the small schools and big opportunities at Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.